This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Welcome to the U.S. The U.S. is swinging open the doors beginning today for travelers from many countries, including Mexico, Canada, and most of Europe. The AP's Julie Walker.
The U.S. is accepting fully vaccinated travelers at airports and land borders, doing away with a COVID restriction that dates back to the Trump administration. The new rules allow air travel from previously restricted countries as long as the traveler has proof of vaccination and a negative COVID test. Land travel from Mexico and Canada requires proof of vaccination, but no test.
The White House is launching a nationwide campaign to promote COVID shots for children as young as five, now that the Pfizer vaccine has been approved for those children. First Lady Jill Biden will visit a school in Virginia today that was the first to administer the polio vaccine. That was in 1954, the Franklin Sherman Elementary School in McLean. One of the first of many expected lawsuits has now been filed on behalf of a man injured in the crush of people at that Travis Scott concert in Houston on Friday night. Eight people died. Travis Scott said in a post on Instagram,
"I'm honestly just devastated. And I could never imagine anything like this just happening. I'm going to do everything I can to keep you guys updated and just keep you guys informed on what's going on."
Starting today in Los Angeles, anybody going to a shopping mall, a theater, gym, or nail salon has to verify they're vaccinated. A new law in New York State will require used car dealers to sell only vehicles that have working airbags. Images captured by a satellite imagery company here in the U.S. show China has built mock-ups of a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier and a destroyer. This is AP News. They've ramped up security in Baghdad.
Security was heightened around Baghdad after a failed assassination attempt on Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi. At least two armed drones targeted the residence of Iraq's Prime Minister in the heavily fortified Green Zone in Baghdad. Several of his security personnel were injured in an attack which has significantly ramped up tensions after Iran-backed militias refused to accept last month's parliamentary election results. Al-Kadhimi was unharmed and spoke on Iraqi TV, looking calm with a bandage on his left hand. Cowardly rocket and drone attacks don't build homelands and don't build a future. The sound of an explosion and heavy gunfire could be heard throughout Baghdad. Photos of the damage showed smashed windows and doors blown off their hinges at the Prime Minister's residence. I'm Karen Chamas.
The AAA says gas is $3.42 a gallon this morning. That's up 2 cents in a week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.